Hey, everybody. This is Annie. This is Annie Haynes, volunteer coordinator at KBOO in Portland, one of our biggest affiliates. And Annie, what we've done is we've had about up to five minutes for each person to make an opening statement. Some have taken less. Then we have questions for about 15 minutes. And then if you have any closing question for us, we've got about 5 minutes left over. The total time is about 25 minutes. And as I told people before, the process is going to be that once we've had all the interviews, and this interview is being recorded and will be made public after Wednesday. Before that, other board members not able to be on this call will have access to it. And on Wednesday, we complete the last interview. And then we'll pass a special rule of order on the election process. We'll have a couple, which allows us to hold it earlier than the bylaws specify. Then we'll have a 3 days or so for balloting. It's a single transferable voting, proportional representation vote for two seats. We have seven candidates. Those will be tallied, and then we will contact all the candidates in about a week and a half or so, letting those who won and those who didn't know. And the folks who were selected will make arrangements to fly them to the national board meeting January 25th through 27th in the New York Signal area, which will be the meeting while they will be seated. It's the first of four in-person meetings in the year.
Right.
So that's the structure of it, and the floor is yours for up to 5 minutes to tell us whatever you'd like about you, and then we'll go to questions.
All right, great. Well, I don't think this will take 5 minutes, but we'll see. I have been volunteering at KBOO Radio since 1989. I started volunteering there because I had been a community organizer in peace and justice groups and feminist groups, lesbian organizations here in Portland for much of my teen years and into my early 20s. And I realized the one thing that all of those groups had in common was we all relied on KBOO community radio to really help us get the word out. And so I thought I was going to just go ahead and concentrate and focus my energy to support community radio, and had become very much educated in the importance of community media and the larger picture, you know, through the years. So in 89, I started volunteering at the station, helping out here and there, and became really enthralled with the idea of this participatory media organization. So in 93, I joined KBOO's personnel committee. In 95, I began my service to the board of directors. In 98 and 99, I was elected president to the board. I left the KBOO board of directors in 2000 to actually take a position on paid staff. So for the last 7 years, I've been KBOO's volunteer coordinator. I've always been a strong advocate for affirming grassroots community connections and accessible governance structure. I've seen that as an important part of keeping KBOO firmly in the hands of our listeners and members. And in my experience in talking with other community radio stations through my involvement with the grassroots radio conferences and the NFCB conferences, I think that that's essential to all community radio stations and community media. That's where the power really lies. As a volunteer coordinator, I work to ensure that KBOO remains very accessible to new volunteers and responsive to community feedback. I also work to inform KBOO's volunteers of that larger picture, the bigger context of community radio and community media, and was able to secure financial support to actually assist volunteers who haven't usually had a chance to attend the national conferences so that they are able to do so. We've been able to send volunteers to the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Conference for the last several years, as well as to the Grassroots Conference. And then last year at the GRC in Massachusetts, I made a proposal to bring that conference here to Portland, again, really wanting to be a part of that larger picture of community radio and see where community media is going and how we can be an effective, vibrant part of that working coalition together. I'm working with local college stations as well as the LPFM station, KPCN, to plan this conference. My experience in community radio has really taught me that one of the primary challenges that we face revolves around sharing power, access to power, issues really tend to get more clouded when people focus on personalities involved and not at the heart of the issue, not at the content of the conflict. So in my experience, I think it's essential to always have transparent process in all governance of the stations, and broad participation. I think those are essential to limit this kind of conflict, to limit the damage that this kind of conflict does. Early intervention, effective conflict resolution helps. I also find that focusing on issues and projects to unify very large and diverse organizations is essential to moving forward out of adversity. Sort of what can we all work on together, and you know, what can we all work towards as a unifying theme. I'm seeking a seat on the Pacifica board because I really am committed to community radio. I deeply understand the importance of it, and I'm excited to share my experience and skills in conflict resolution, and really am hoping to be able to help this critical organization at this very important time. So thanks for your consideration.
Okay. We've had several questions that have been consistent from person to person, so I'm going to select those folks first, and then the other folks who have questions can ask. LaVarn, would you like to start?
Sure, it would be my pleasure. Thank you. Hi, my name is LaVarn Williams, and I'm with KPFA in Berkeley, and I'm also the treasurer of the board. And so I have a finance question, just quickly. In terms of budgets, can you tell me how you have worked with either developing budgets, monitoring budgets, or just having responsibility to approve or disapprove budgets in your experience, either on boards or in a position, on a staff position?
Sure. As a member of the board for those 5 years, we had to oversee and monitor and approve the budgets. Unfortunately, during that tenure, what I had found was several of our policies had not been followed, and had to work with the executive committee of the board to really pressure our manager at that time to really open up the books to the board, as was our legal right. When we had done so, we found, in fact, that there had been misdoings in the finance office at that time, and were able to take action swiftly to end that situation, as well as to implement new safeguards, working with professionals to make sure that all adequate safeguards were in place, and doing some pretty critical staff education as to why the importance of those safeguards are there and, you know, to be followed. As a staff member, I've had responsibility to develop my department's budget each year.
Chandra.
Thank you. Hi, Annie. Chandra Houtman from Berkeley. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, and I think you probably are already familiar, but can you tell me your familiarity with the Pacifica Foundation and how its board operates?
Well, I am familiar with the Pacifica Foundation. I have, you know, as part of my volunteer orientations, I actually talk about some of the history of Pacifica as, you know, really one of the leaders and developers of community radio. As far as the current operations of the board, I need to get up to speed on that. I've followed the changes over the last 5 years of, you know, board's restructuring and that sort of thing. I know that the Pacifica affiliates now have that official voice, which I'm very excited about, you know, with its seats on the board. But again, I need to really have a much better understanding of how the board works with the, you know, how the board works with the overall national network, how the board works with the other governance committees locally. I need to know how all those pieces fit together.
Well, that dovetails with my question, which is that there is the bylaws that we got create a framework, but it's ambiguous in a lot of places and it's undefined in a lot of places. And what happens is we tend to get confronted with outcomes of those lacks of clarities and end up deciding specific issues. And very often it's hard to get the time clear or prioritize the, you know, building the policies, the procedures that define things like the relationships of different governance bodies, the relationship of governance to management, the internal relationships with management and relationships between management and staff. So there's a lot of institution building, mm-hmm. infrastructural development that I think the board really needs to focus on. And I wanted your opinion of your comments on your experience in that area and your opinions about the value of time spent that way,
mm-hmm.
Your tolerance level for the time it takes and the distractions that come up.
Right. I really believe that having that firm foundation is crucial to having any kind of success in your projects that you want to do in the future. And from what I'm seeing, and certainly it seems like there's a lot that needs to be clarified around roles and responsibilities and how things fit together so that all parts of the organization can be working towards the success of the organization. At this point, I'm not necessarily seeing that that's true, and that's really concerning for me as, somebody who sees the value of Pacifica. So whereas it's sometimes frustrating for members that want to, really charge on ahead with so many important projects, not to mention, crucial fundraising and, these sorts of things, the success of those things really, I find, dependent on everyone working together. And I know that that's sort of utopic. We can't wait until that moment that, everyone is in harmony. But at the same time, we have to focus on lessening vagaries, bringing clarity, defining those relationships, finding out, who needs what information to make those relationships clearer and more defined, the paths of responsibility. At KBOO, when we have undergone a couple of periods of internal strife, and it's generally revolving around a lack of clarity around who's responsible for what is the work of the board, what is the work of the staff, what is the work of the individual committees, and who has the line of authority. Once those relationships get clarified, things can move along and really good ground can be made. But I have a lot of patience, I suppose, for actually trying to heal the past to make sense of what has happened so that we can then define new positions and attempt to really go forward in a unified fashion.
Okay, and Wendy?
Hi, my name is Wendy Schrell. I'm the director from KPFT Houston, and I've been asking everybody the same question, which is kind of more of a statement, but it's just explaining the time commitment that we deal with when we're on the Pacifica National Board. There are 4 meetings per year, which are pretty much 36 hours of actually sitting there in the chair and in different cities around the country. And the Pacifica will pay for you to get there, but we expect you to be there and hope that some great things will come out of those meetings. And then there's also at least 1 meeting per month on the telephone. And some of those meetings have tended to go from, say, 8 o'clock Eastern time, which would maybe be 5-year time, but it's 8 Eastern in the Eastern part, and we'll go to 1 or 2 in the morning their time. So there are 5- and 6-hour meetings often, and I just want you to be aware of that and understand if you would be able to put up with that, because the whole thing is going to be a little bit more frustrating than dealing with a single station. So I hope
right.
that you can tell us if that would be okay with you.
Yeah, I understand that this is a much more complicated situation than our 1 single station, and I do understand that. The 4 meetings a year I'm aware of, and I can commit to those. The telephone meetings, wow, 5 hours on a telephone meeting. I'm sorry?
That's a quickie.
Maybe you can help us not do that, you know?
Well, you know, I'm not a miracle worker, but it would be I would commit to do that. Of course, I kind of expected that meetings would be at least 3 hours. So, hearing they're more like six. Okay, that's actually, not out of. It doesn't blow my mind. It's like, oh, okay, we're at that. Okay. Yeah.
So there's also committee work, and you'll probably be, if elected, at least a member of the affiliates committee, and possibly a member of other committees as well.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions?
Bob.
Ed, Bob?
Hi.
And Rob is asking a similar question each time. So, Rob, get ready if you're not already ready. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi. My name is Bob Lederer. I'm from WBAI in New York. And I think it's terrific that you volunteered to bring the Grassroots Radio Conference to Portland. And I wanted to ask you, because I've been to some of the earlier conferences where one of the major issues that comes up over and over again is about how this kind of broad-based coalition, which has historically been predominantly white, has worked to involve communities of color in the conferences each year and to have those voices heard. So I'm wondering what your take is on those issues for the 2008 conference that you're co-hosting, and with what role that plays in the partnering stations that you're working with locally, and how you would see those issues playing out in Pacifica nationally if you got on the board.
Well, I think it's always important to really look at how we're going to bring more voices in that are not traditionally heard. That's why I'm excited that just a couple days ago I got word from KPCN. That's the station that was just started with the help of Prometheus in Woodburn, Oregon. It's the voice of the farm workers. They have enthusiastically wanted to be a part of the Grassroots Conference this year, and I'm looking to try to increase bilingual representation at that conference. KBU itself is looking to really make the station far more bilingual in English and Spanish throughout our organization, including our website. This is a challenge we're trying to take on so that we can have true participation from many of our volunteers who at this point are a little more marginalized. We are, so I think also just working internally, this is something that KBU has been really focused on for the last several years, working with established community groups to try to make sure the representation on the airwaves is what these community groups feel is going to serve the communities. How are we really tying back in, and how are we being relevant and effective? So whenever we're looking to partner, looking for grassroots organizations that are embedded with the ethnic minority communities is a very, very important, value for us. So I'm hoping that we see that in the grassroots planning and in everything else KBU does.
Great. Rob Robinson, are you there? Rob's been...
I'm here. I just turned my mute off. I'm sorry.
To get on and off of mute. Go ahead, Rob.
Thank you, Annie. This is Rob Robinson from WPFW in Washington, D.C. And my question is, based on the fact that KBU has always been very active with Pacifica, certainly during our legal struggle in 2002-2001, KBU was always following what was going on and supporting the people that were trying to create change. And you obviously also have a background in organizational familiarity and a concern about organizational training and development. What would you like to do concretely as a member of the Pacifica Board, both in terms of what would you like to accomplish for the Pacifica Network, and what would you like to do for the affiliate stations or the affiliate program? What are some specific objectives that you would have during your tenure on the board?
I guess one of my primary objectives is really trying to find mechanisms that will try to resolve conflicts that I you know, again, not being an insider at the Pacifica meetings at this point,
mm-hmm.
I can only sort of surmise that there's still a really high level of conflict going on between stations and between committees, between governance. I did get an email yesterday about Nicole Sawoya stepping down, which is, again, sort of feeding into that idea that there's still a high level of conflict. So concretely, that's what I would really like to focus on is how to address this conflict so that the organization can move on with the incredibly important work that needs to be done. I'm a mediator. I have experience in pulling together teams of people to address conflict and try to come up with a new, I wouldn't say, you know, organizational framework. I think that the organizational framework is there, and if we're just all learning it together. But how to emphasize what's working and how to tweak what's not working so that all parts of this very complex organization can, in fact, work together to achieve the important goals.
Thank you.
Great. Anybody else? We'll give a couple seconds for people to get off mute, and then if no one else asks, if you have any questions for us, we can do our best to answer it in the last couple minutes we have.
This is LaVarne.
Hey, LaVarne.
Just quickly, I have a question, kind of a follow-up. You talked about, in terms of working with finance and having to bring in professionals, and in terms of conflict, and you've looked at Pacifica, and there are a lot of opportunities here. And our bylaws were implemented in 2002, 2003. So at what point, in terms of would you bring in professionals to help with the conflicts that you have, that you know about and you seem to sense with Pacifica Foundation?
I need a better understanding of how all the pieces are supposed to fit together. As somebody who, you know, with a station that just affiliated a year ago, I've been looking at, you know, the Pacifica, you know, what Pacifica is doing now, but not with a fine eye, you know. And I need to really get up to speed on how all of these pieces are supposed to be fitting together and what linkages aren't working to really be able to assess, you know, well, obviously, I think the time is now to start working on resolving some conflicts, but I don't have a really good idea of where to start at this moment.
Hey, do you, I guess I haven't heard anybody else, so if you could just share with us any questions you might have of us, then we'll try and do our best to answer.
Sure. I guess my question primarily, well, I got two. One is I would like more, you know, I would like that information. I've really looked at your website. I've talked to a few folks from other affiliate stations, but I would love to be able to find more information about, you know, decision-making processes, how the committees are all fitting together. From your website, many of the committees' meeting minutes, I don't see updates from, like, 2006. And so I was trying to sort of do some research around that over the last couple of weeks, and I'm not seeing things on your site. So I'm wondering if there's a way that I could get more information about governance issues currently.
Hi, Gewalt. We have been struggling with questions around getting or procedures for getting stuff posted.
Sure.
And posting be effective. The kpftx.org site has the audio of all our meetings. And other than that, the PacificaFoundation.org website should be the home of that that kind of information. But you're welcome to contact board members about it and have those discussions if you like. Does anybody else have a better answer than that? It's embarrassing to have such a weak answer in response, but that's an example of one of the procedures and, you know, infrastructural things that we just don't do well enough yet.
I understand. I mean, that's okay. I was hoping, you know, if I was missing something, that's great. I was, you know. The other question I have is around, you had mentioned, you know, the committee work outside of the board work, the monthly board meeting four times a year, the face-to-face meetings, and mentioning, you know, maybe the affiliates network. So I'm wondering what kind of time commitment or how often the affiliates network meets.
The Affiliates Task Force, I think it's a task force these days, meets I suspect once a month like all the other committees do. And then you might be have working groups that would meet more frequently than that. The key thing is just that the committees and task force get their motions to the PMB in a timely fashion. And let's see, the other committees, in addition to affiliates, you wouldn't be eligible to serve on finance because that has a defined membership. And also, I think, coordinating committee, although the coordinating committee might be able to be expanded. But the other committees are the technology committee. We have a Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force. We have a governance committee and an elections committee. We have committees of inclusion at each station. And some years we have had a national committee that works on issues of inclusion. We also, at the moment, have an ad hoc committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism. And I believe that covers all our committees. Am I missing anybody?
Programming.
Programming. I forgot, it's the radio.
Right. Personnel and elections.
I said elections. At least the word appeared in my brain. I don't know if it got out of my mouth. But so those are the committees we have available. And most, you know, all the station representatives have to serve on at least three committees.
Okay. All right. That's all my questions.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time. And as I said, it'll take us about a week and a half to do our whole process and then notify you. And as I told previous candidates, our candidates for these seats have been so stellar that I would like to propose a motion to reduce the number of station reps and increase the number of affiliate reps. It takes about a year and a half to make that kind of change under our bylaws. That means that we're going to have some great candidates that don't make it. And I'm hoping to find that we can find some way, possibly by having them still involved in the affiliates committee or figuring out other ways that the affiliate directors can figure out ways to have some of those folks plug in. I'm just hoping we don't lose any of the incredible talent that people have offered to share with us.
And that no way affects you.
We will be in contact in about a week and a half, and thank you so much for your time.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for the consideration.
Okay. Best regards. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.